Hi, I'm Gerald Umensky. I'm a family law lawyer, and I work with Campbell Clark Umensky here in Ottawa. Spousal support is probably one of the most problematic areas in family law. Obviously, in most cases, it's going to be the one that is most contentious. The essential law regarding spousal support is that the support is designed to address the economic disadvantages that have arisen over the course of the marriage, either because of a role that one party has adopted during the marriage or because of the economic impact of the dissolution of the marriage itself. In that context, we're thinking about the person who suspends his or her career in order to stay at home and look after the kids, or the fact that the party's incomes have a very significant disparity in them at the time of the separation, and the economic disadvantage arises to one of the parties who no longer has the advantage of being able to pool income with the other parties. In that context, what a court will do is it will evaluate the situation according to four criteria: the length of the cohabitation, the number of children and the child care arrangements that are related thereto, the duration of the relationship, and the relative incomes of the parties. And based on those four factors, the court will determine what is the most appropriate support under the circumstances. One of the tools that they use is called the Spousal Support Advisory Guidelines. And these are, in fact, guidelines. They are recommendations based upon the data accrued relating to those four significant issues. A court will look at the spousal support advisory guidelines, and then they'll basically say, okay, so looking at those four criteria, how does this couple not fit into that mold? What is different about the situation that these people find themselves in that the recommendations of the spousal support guidelines should not apply to them? One of the problems with spousal support is it's still very discretionary, and it's determined according to the views of individual judges or adjudicators in determining what is an appropriate amount of support to be paid under the circumstances. Though the spousal support advisory guidelines have come a long way to assist people in coming to terms with spousal support, it still remains one of the most problematic areas. Do-it-yourself spousal support will almost always end up with either too much support being paid or most often not enough being paid. That may seem to be an expeditious way of dealing with it at the time, but as time progresses, that disparity will end up accumulating to the detriment of one party or the other, and untangling these agreements is often significantly more arduous and expensive than dealing with it right the first time. Consequently, as in all of these little tidbits that I'm giving you, we come down to acquiring cogent and experienced advice before you proceed any further. I'm Gerald Umensky. If you're looking for further information, feel free to check us out at CCY Family Law here in Ottawa.